嘉定区2021学年高三第二次质量调研测试听力部分现在开始。
Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. It's 10 o'clock now. Let's send out for something to eat.
But the project is due in 2 hours.
Question. When should the project be finished?
Two. Hello, I have a reservation for a single with a bath.
We're sorry, but the single rooms are all occupied.
Question. What is probably the woman? Three. How about this restaurant?
The newspaper only gave it 2 out of 5 stars.
Question. What can be learned about the restaurant?
Four. This new house must be very expensive.
Not really. The guy who's selling the house has lost his job, and he has to move to his parents.
Question. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Five. You will be interviewed by Mr. Berger on Monday. You should be done early on this day so you can tour our campus and the town at your leisure.
That sounds great, but your colorful school clubs are more appealing to me.
Question. What will the man most probably do at his leisure?
Six. How's your new game machine?
Oh, don't get me going. It caused me nothing but trouble since the day I bought it.
Question. How does the woman most probably feel?
Seven. Hey, Martin, how is the job search going?
Well, I have sent my resume and applications to over 10 places, and I have only gotten 1 interview.
Question. What does the man imply?
Eight. It's raining heavily outside. Let's order in.
Sounds good, but we'll have to wait over 30 minutes to get our food.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Nine. So you've decided to buy that racing car, haven't you?
Well, I'm having second thoughts about that. It's such a big decision for me.
Question. What does the man mean? Ten. Please take me to the airport quickly, or I'll miss the plane.
I don't know, but I'll try. With the traffic so heavy, it will take at least 40 minutes.
Question. What does the man mean? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Today, let's begin with note-taking techniques. Note-taking is an important skill, not only for taking classes, but also for doing your job in the future. I'd like to draw your attention to certain points about taking notes. First, remember that note-taking should be 75% listening and only 25% writing. So don't try to write down every single word that the teacher says. Ignore what is unimportant and write in phrases, not complete sentences. Second, leave spaces and lines between main ideas. You may want to add some information later. I find that some of you are very good at making use of color, mapping webs, and symbols such as arrows, circles, and boxes. I highly recommend these tools to all of you, because the use of them makes the outline more easily readable and interesting than the blocks of text. It also makes sure that important words stand out.
Now listen again, please. Today, let's begin with note-taking techniques. Note-taking is an important skill not only for taking classes, but also for doing your job in the future. I'd like to draw your attention to certain points about taking notes. First, remember that note-taking should be 75% listening and only 25% writing. So don't try to write down every single word that the teacher says. Ignore what is unimportant and write in phrases, not complete sentences. Second, leave spaces and lines between main ideas. You may want to add some information later. I find that some of you are very good at making use of color, mapping webs, and symbols such as arrows, circles, and boxes. I highly recommend these tools to all of you, because the use of them makes the outline more easily readable and interesting than the blocks of text. It also makes sure that important words stand out.
Questions 11. What is the speaker mainly talking about?
According to the speaker, what activity should we focus on when taking notes?
According to the speaker, why are tools like symbols recommended?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
If you pay attention to the news, you most likely are very familiar with the fact that pollution is an issue. Unclean industries since the Industrial Revolution have pumped many different pollutants into our environment. Noise pollution is something that is not often discussed because it is deep-rooted in your normal day-to-day routine. Unless you live in the remote countryside, you are most likely attacked by noise at all hours of the day. These noises are what make up noise pollution. The sound of your air conditioner, street noise from cars, a plane flying overhead, and even your neighbor mowing their lawn at the crack of dawn are all sources of noise pollution. While these are always present, most people tune them out and live their day normally. While you may not notice these noises, your ears definitely sense them. And over time, noise pollution can have harmful impacts on public health. Understanding how noise pollution may impact you negatively can enable you to understand why it is important to protect yourself from surrounding noise.
Now listen again, please. If you pay attention to the news, you most likely are very familiar with the fact that pollution is an issue. Unclean industries since the Industrial Revolution have pumped many different pollutants into our environment. Noise pollution is something that is not often discussed because it is deep-rooted in your normal day-to-day routine. Unless you live in the remote countryside, you are most likely attacked by noise at all hours of the day. These noises are what make up noise pollution. The sound of your air conditioner, street noise from cars, a plane flying overhead, and even your neighbor mowing their lawn at the crack of dawn are all sources of noise pollution. While these are always present, most people tune them out and live their day normally. While you may not notice these noises, your ears definitely sense them. And over time, noise pollution can have harmful impacts on public health. Understanding how noise pollution may impact you negatively can enable you to understand why it is important to protect yourself from surrounding noise.
Questions. 14. What is the passage mainly about?
According to the passage, why is noise pollution always neglected by people?
According to the passage, what is the purpose of understanding the negative impact of noise pollution? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, John, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, what's up?
I wanted to let you know about a book club I joined a few months ago. I know you do a lot of reading, so I thought you might want to come with me next month.
Oh, that sounds like fun. When does the group meet?
Usually the last Saturday of the month at 7:30 in the evening. Is that too late for you?
No, I think that's okay. What do you talk about in the group?
Well, every month we choose a new book, and then during the next meeting, we discuss it.
What books have you read?
Quite a lot. Recently, we have read The Beautiful Mind, Paper Towns, and The Great Gatsby. Now we're reading The Kite Runner.
The Kite Runner? I've heard that's a good book. What is it about?
It's a story about a boy who grows up in Afghanistan during the 1980s and struggles to find his place in the world because of the results of a series of extremely unpleasant childhood events.
That sounds interesting. I'd love to come.
Great. The next meeting will be held in 2 weeks, so you still have time to read the book.
Okay.
Now listen again, please. Hey, John, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, what's up?
I wanted to let you know about a book club I joined a few months ago. I know you do a lot of reading, so I thought you might want to come with me next month.
Oh, that sounds like fun. When does the group meet?
Usually the last Saturday of the month at 7:30 in the evening. Is that too late for you?
No, I think that's okay. What do you talk about in the group?
Well, every month we choose a new book. And then, during the next meeting, we discuss it.
What books have you read?
Quite a lot. Recently, we have read The Beautiful Mind, Paper Towns, and The Great Gatsby. Now we're reading The Kite Runner.
The Kite Runner? I've heard that's a good book. What is it about?
It's a story about a boy who grows up in Afghanistan during the 1980s and struggles to find his place in the world, because of the results of a series of extremely unpleasant childhood events.
That sounds interesting. I'd love to come.
Great. The next meeting will be held in 2 weeks, so you still have time to read the book.
Okay.
Questions. 17. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
How often does the book club hold an activity?
19. What does the woman usually do after reading a book?
20. Which of the following books is the man going to read?
听力部分到此结束。